Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow trumpets before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the street, to win the praise of the other. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to others to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Last Sunday we celebrate the Feast of the Blessed Trinity. All these weeks is how we can live the spirit of Blessed Trinity. You know that Blessed Trinity means mutual love. So what's important, Jesus is inviting us to share his love for our people. Firstly, his love is unconditional. Many times we did things so that people may praise us, give us some honor. But Jesus says, no, do things without any condition. Unconditional love is part of our calling to be a Christian. Secondly, to live the Blessed Trinity means being always the first one to love, not expecting people doing something good and then you do good to others. Always being the first one to love. Jesus did it. We did not love Jesus much, but he did already love each one of us. So in order to live better our life, it's important to remember first, live unconditional love with one another. Second, always being the first one to share a love with others. And this is what we are called to live the spirit of Blessed Trinity. And today, all the gospel is telling us do things without any reward. Do things according to the calling of the Lord. Jesus is inviting us to love like Him. He loves each one of us unconditionally. We say yes to do the same for one another.